朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们每一次早上来到神家来亲近神，我们心里面都很喜乐的哈。
Every time we come to God's house to draw near to the Lord, we so rejoice.
我刚才在唱诗的时候，我想起来戴季中牧师上次来的时候，他跟我们说神家的骆驼很多，鹿很少。
As we were singing the songs, I remember Pastor James Taylor.Last time he came to us, he said that there are a lot of camels in God's house, but very few deer. Because deer needs fresh water every day.
骆驼可以喝一次，一个礼拜不用再喝了。
But camels can just drink once a week.
但是你如果真是骆驼的话，也还勉强可以哈。
But it's okay if you are really camels.
最怕你是鹿，但是一天只喝一次，一个礼拜只喝一次。
But what we are afraid of is that you are actually deer, but you only drink once a week.
那是其他天都很渴的。
Then you will be thirsty every other day.
所以我也希望我们基督徒不是只有礼拜天很喜乐。
And I hope we Christians don't just rejoice on Sundays only.
要借着 worship team, 要借着教会，我们才能碰到神，才能喝到水。
That we can only encounter God and drink water through the help of worship teams.
而是我们每一天都能喝到水。
But that we get to drink from the Lord every day.
就算我们还没有操练到每一天都能喝到水。
We might not be able to drink every day.
那你就礼拜天像骆驼一样喝多一点哈。
Then at least on Sunday drink a lot more.
让我们可以熬到下礼拜。
So that we can last through the week.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们还是希望我们真的每一个人都跟神有个别的关系。
But we really hope that we will all have personal relationship with the Lord.
因为今天又是 combine meeting, 所以我再回到讲圣经人物这个主题。
Since today is another combine meeting, so we'll go back to talk about theBible characters.
在我才讲了两个题目以后，就有很多的弟兄姊妹，也包括年轻人，跟我有一些的 feedback.
After I preached the two sermons on the Bible characters, a lot of people gave me feedback, including the young people.
觉得我们借着一系列讲圣经的人物，可以帮助我们更熟悉圣经。
Because we believe that through going through the Bible figures, we will get to more.Be more familiar with the Bible.
而且可以从他们的身上能够学到很多属灵的原则，得到很多榜样学习啊。
And then we can also learn from these role models and learn.
所以现在可能会多挑了一些哈。
Now, I might preach more.
但是就算多挑，还是要精挑细选的挑。
But I still have to be very careful which one to choose.
因为圣经上的人物实在太多了。
Because there are too many Bible characters.
所以我就发现有一个姊妹写信出来问说，你会不会讲这个人、这个人、那个人啊？
And then a sister sent me an email asked, would you preach on this person, this person, this person?
可能都是他们小组里面小孩子的名字。
And then they're all the names of the children in their small group.
那这下我完蛋了，因为我不讲好门一样。
So now, it's very tough for me because if I don't preach on them, I might offend you.
所以如果我没有讲到你的话，不是你不重要哈。
So if I did not preach about you, it's not because you're not important.
像例如说 Jonathan, 我也很想讲，我可能没有时间讲他。
Just like Jonathan, I want to preach about, but I might not have enough time.
我可能很想讲路德，但是我没有时间讲他。
Or Ruth.
这个于师母也跟我推荐一个姊妹，我说对不起，我可能没有空讲她。
Sister Nancy also recommended a sister for me to preach on. I said, sorry, I might not have enough time.
你去看圣经人物，你可以有很多角度去看她的。
Because you can see Bible characters from many angles.
你可以从得胜者的角度去看她。
From the angle of being overcomers.
你可以从扭转局面她这个角度去看她。
Or how they turn around the situation.
那我们这一次要配合今年的主题是愿爱你的人如日头出现光辉烈烈。
But for this series, we want to match the theme of this year, that may those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in its strength.
所以每一个人物我在挑选的标准或是我要强调的点，一个是他跟神的关系，一个是他对人对神家的影响力。
Therefore, when I choose these Bible characters, I base on two principles. One is their spiritual influence.
Yeah.对神的儿女们的影响力，所以我们今年希望有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
So we hope that this year there will be more people rising up who love the Lord.
这些人在神所量给他的范围内能够成为一个有影响力的人。
So that in the realm, in the boundaries that God has allotted them, that they will be influential.
所以你不要觉得你不是传道人或你不是美国总统所以你影响力有限你就不想听了。你要在你能够影响的范围内要充分的去影响别人。
So please do not think that you are not a preacher, you're not a pastor, you're not a president, so you might not influence other people, but you can be influential in the space that God has allotted you.
至少有一件事情我们可以做的哈。
At least one thing we can do.
我们能够把神的同在、神的祝福带给我们周围的人。
That we can bring God's presence and God's blessings to people around us.
如果你能够更往前跨一步的话，你能够增加你旁边人的价值。
Or even one step further, you can increase the value of people around you.
让他在神的面前能够长进，让他在人的中间能够有用。
So that they can grow before God and they can be more useful among men.
不光是对我们的孩子，对我们的家人，对我们的同事朋友，对弟兄姊妹，我们都要能够增加他们的价值。
So not only to our children, our family, our colleagues, and our brothers and sisters, we should all increase their values.
让他们能够从我们的身上得到真正的祝福。
So that they can receive true blessings from us.
今天我要讲第三个人物，讲摩西。
So today I'm going to talk about the third Bible character, Moses.
那摩西又是一个很大的人物了。
Moses was a great character in the
Bible. 但是他跟我们都是很有关系的。
But it has all to do with us.
摩西对以色列人来说就有点像他们的民族英雄一样。
So to the Israelites, Moses was like their national hero.
我们94年到以色列地去的时候。
1994, I went to Israel.
我们是从约旦然后过约旦河进迦南地。
We enter into the land of Canaan through Jordan and crossing the Jordan River.
在我们进去之前，他们带我们到披斯加山，就像摩西可以看整个迦南地的那个角度去看。
Before we enter Israel, the tour guide took us to Mount Pisgah, where we get to see the view where Moses saw.
就是等一下我们生命记要讲的摩西在摩押平原最后讲生命记的地方。
So that's where as we would talk about in our Sunday school afterwards. Where Moses preached the message of Deuteronomy.
我记得是那个时候，我们的导游告诉我们说，为什么摩西的尸首找不到
？I remember at that time our tour guide told us why the reason why Moses' body was not found.
神让摩西的尸首让百姓们找不到他。
So God allowed it that people could not find the body of Moses.
他说如果神的百姓找得到摩西的尸首，他们可能都不想进迦南了。
Because the tour guide told us if people of God were able to find the body of Moses, they probably would not want to enter into the land of Canaan.
因为他们实在太敬仰他。
Because they respected, honor him too much.
这个人非常有影响力哈。
He was such an influential person.
我们先看我给大家的纲要的第四段。
So let's look at the fourth paragraph of our outline.
就是摩西跟神的关系使他能够完成最艰巨的挑战和使命。
That Moses' relationship with God enabled him to accomplish the most difficult challenge and commission.
在这里我列了三节的经文，我们就念第一段的经文，《生命记》34章第10节到12节。
So let's read the first passage, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 10 to 12.
这是摩西死了以后，圣经上神给他的评语。
This is God's comment for Moses after he died.
中国人说盖棺论定。
As we Chinese says that you can only judge a person after he's dead.
你还没有跑到终点以前，你所有的表现还不是你最后的结论。
Because without reaching to the end, all of your accomplishments are not final.
所以能够 finish well, 好能够善终，能够跑得好，跑到路中是很大的挑战。
So it is a great challenge to finish well and finish to the end.
在这里圣经上说，以后以色列中再也没有兴起先知像摩西的。
It says since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses.
这一位先知在神的眼中太特别了。
Because this prophet was so unique and special in God's eyes.
在这里讲到他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
It says here that whom the Lord knew face to face.
所以第一件事情，神夸奖摩西，他跟神之间是一个面对面的关系。
So first thing that God praised Moses because he had a face-to-face relationship with God.
是一个非常特殊的关系。
This is a very special relationship.
第二个。
Secondly.
十一节，耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他一切的臣仆，并他的全地行各样的神迹奇事。
That in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt before Pharaoh.
第二个讲到他对仇敌。
Two, toward the enemy.
对反对神旨意生儿女的人。
To those who are against God and God's will.
他真的是神家的战车马兵。
He was the horse and chariot in God's house.
所以埃及人不准神的百姓出埃及。
When Egyptians would not allow the Israelites to leave Egypt.
那摩西成为神手中一个合用的器皿，来扭转了整个局面。
And Moses became a vessel in God's house, in God's hands, that he was able to turn the whole situation around.
神的权柄，神的旨意，神的能力，借着摩西通行在地上。
That God's will, God's authority, and God's power all were able to show forth through Moses.
所以一个灾接一个灾接一个灾，降了十个灾，让法老只好松手，让百姓们出埃及。
So one plague after another, after another, after 10 plagues, finally Pharaoh could not help but let Israelites go.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的力量。
So this is a great power.
这是一个仇敌害怕的力量。
And this is power that the enemies are afraid.
第三个。
Thirdly,
十二节
verse 12,
他又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
And by all thy mighty power and great terror, which Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
第三面说到他在神百姓中间，在神儿女们面前，他所发挥所带下来的影响力。
And that is his influence before God's children and God's people.
好的，有多少的难处，尤其在出了埃及之后，要走四十年，要带到迦南地来。
There were so many difficulties and obstacles, especially after they left Egypt. In the wilderness for 40 years, he had to lead God's people.
他们一个难处又一个难处。
So they went through one obstacle after another.
一个挑战又一个挑战。
One challenge after another.
你看从一开始就碰到那么大的难处。
Since the very beginning, they encountered such great difficulty.
前面是红海，无路可走。
They were facing the Red Sea. There was no way.
后面是法老的追兵，马上就到了。
And behind them were the army of Pharaoh. They were soon approaching.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们被弄在一个无路可走的局面。
So the children of God were stuck in a way that there was no way out.
我不晓得今天在座有没有弟兄姊妹，你觉得目前你无路可走了。
I don't know if any of you felt that now you have no way out.
可能我们都有难处，还不至于到这个地步。
Maybe our difficulties are not as severe as what they were facing.
从外面来看，当时以色列的路是就是死路一条。
Outwardly, it seems that the only way for the Israelites was to die.
前面是红海，真的是没路嘛。
They were facing the Red Sea. There was no way.
你就算有几个这个游泳校队哈，那其他两三百万人怎么办
？Maybe a few could probably swim through the Red Sea, but what about the others?
前面没路，后面埃及的追兵就来了。
There was no way in front of them, and then behind them there was an army of Pharaoh approaching.
但是你看看摩西，那个杖一指整个红海。分开来。
But look at Moses as he stick out his staff, the entire Red Sea parted.
而在旷野里面更不要说了，有多少的难处，他带百姓一关过一关。
Even more so in the wilderness, that he led the people of Israelites through many difficulties one after another.
所以当我们今天来看摩西的时候
，So as today we look at Moses,
他在神面前。他那样子讨神喜欢，他影响了神。
Before God, he was so pleasing to God that he was able to influence God.
他在仇敌面前那样子的有权柄，让仇敌在神家、在神儿女们中间的工作被去除。
He was so mighty and full of authority in front of the enemies that the work of the enemies were not be able to go through.
然后他带领神的百姓翻山越岭。跋涉长途，能够进到神的应许之地。
And then he was able to lead God's people through mountains and hills all the way to the land of promise.
弟兄姊妹，真的像日头出现，光辉烈烈。
He was really like the rising of the sun in its strength.
所以，当我们今天来看摩西的时候
，As today we look at Moses,
我仍然要说，当我们每一次来看圣经人物
，As I repeatedly say, whenever we look at Bible characters,
你千万不要觉得他是他，我是我。
Please do not feel that he is he and I'm I.
他姓摩，叫西，我姓于，所以跟他无关。
His name is Moses, so it has nothing to do with me.
你每一次读圣经人物，一定要回到新约雅各书第五章，就是以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
Every time we study the Bible characters, we ought to remember what James told us in chapter 5, that even Elijah was just like us, with human nature.
以利亚也是个不得了的人哈。
Elijah was also a great Bible character.
他祷告叫天不要下雨，他就好像把天 天窗刷关起来
when,
天就三年零六个月不下雨了
When he prayed for no rain it's as if that he just shut the window of heaven and there was no more rain
只要我不祷告天一滴雨都不掉
He was so confident he was able to say that if I don't pray there will be no rain
三年零六个月以后他又祷告把天窗刷一下拉开来大雨倾盆而下。
And after 3.5 years, he once again prayed as if he opened the gate of heaven and the water just poured down.
你说怎么可能有这样子的人？
Say, how could it be there was such a person?
你说这个人跟我有什么关系？
And what does this person have to do with me?
但是圣经却说以利亚跟我们是有一样心情的人。
But yet the Bible says Elijah was just like us with human nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要在这里马上给自己找个理由，我不是他，我不可能。
So please do not come quickly to a conclusion.That I'm not Moses, so this is impossible for me.
对，神可能没有要把300万个人交给你。
Yes, God may not commit 3 million people in your hands.
但是神可能把你周围的人，这十几个人、二十几个人交在你的旁边。
But God might have committed people around you, maybe 10 or 20 people in your hands.
神可能把两三百个人摆在你旁边。
Or maybe God has placed 200 or 300 people around you.
可能有一天神把两三千个人摆在你旁边。
Maybe one day God will place 2 or 3,000 people around you.
但是我们都需要在神量给我们的范围内，我们成为一个有正面影响力、带下神祝福的人。
So we ought to be the positive influential and with God's to bring down God's blessings within the boundaries that God has set us.
所以我们要来看摩西得胜的秘诀。
So as we want to see the secrets to Moses' victory,
我们看见圣经里面有三次说到摩西是与神面对面的关系。
For 3 times, the Bible says Moses had a relationship with God, which was face to face.
除了我们刚刚读的《申命记》34章以外
，besides Deuteronomy chapter 34, which is
在《出埃及记》33章11节也提到，耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
Also in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend.
啊，他跟摩西之间的关系是这样子的亲密哈，这样子的。真实
God has such a real intimate relationship with Moses.
比如怎么样，我不晓得我们跟神之间的关系是，只是相信他，但是却很 distant 哈。
So it's our relationship with the Lord. It's only believing, but yet kind of distant.
还是我们跟他真的像朋友一样？很亲很熟
，or we're just like friends with him. That we're very familiar, very intimate.
啊，这个。朋友跟你只是点头之交，或者只是知道，那是很大的不同的。
There's a big difference between being a friend or being a mere acquaintance.
啊，我两个礼拜前突然收到我高中这个一个最好的同学，他来美国看看他女儿，打电话来哈，就我们好多年没有见面，联络上。
2 weeks ago, I received a phone call from a good friend of mine at high school. He came to United States to visit his daughter. We haven't seen for a long time.
那他真的是我高中里面最好的朋友。
He was one of my best friends at high school.
然后我们很多东西都一起分享，很多的事情彼此都了解的。
We shared many things and we understood each other.
以前有两个人一起去参加一个艺术馆的画展啊。
There were 2 people who went to museum to visit.
然后他们看到一幅画很漂亮哈，这个画的海岸，然后画着那个云彩、太阳都非常漂亮。
And they went to the art exhibit and they saw a painting that was very beautiful, with the sun and the ocean and.
那其中有一个人说，他到底是在画晨曦呢，还是在画晚霞呢？
So one of the two asked, "Is this a sunrise or sunset?"
另外一个人说，哦，决定是晚霞。
The other says, "I'm sure this is sunset."
他说你怎么知道？
I said, "How do you know?"
他说因为这个画家我认识。
Because he says, "Because I know this artist."
他从来没有在早上9点钟以前起过床的。
Because he never get up before 9 o'clock in the morning.
他哪里看过晨曦的？
So he has never seen sunrise. It must be sunset.
这是朋友才知道的，对不对？
Because only his friends knows.
所以朋友其实了解很多的。
So actually, your friends know a lot about you.
仆人不知道主人的事情。
The servants might not understand the master.
只有朋友才知道的。
But only friends.
弟兄姊妹，摩西跟神之间像朋友一样。
But yet Moses was just like a friend to God.
神有心事，神的情绪，神想做什么，他通通都知道。
That he was able to understand God's heart and God's emotions and God's feelings.
那我们今天跟神的关系常常是建立在我们的需要上。
But today our relationship with God is built upon our needs.
缺少那种朋友，更不要说知心 朋友的那种情谊啊。
We lack the friendship, the intimate friendship with God.
以前有一个家，他们搬到美国中西部的一个小town里面去。
There was a family who moved to Midwest in America.
这个男主人周末就在门口洗车啊。
So the man of the house was washing the car.On weekend,
然后他有一个邻居经过了，就是想要来认识新邻居，来跟他打招呼。
And a neighbor passed by, and he wanted to say hi to meet this new neighbor.
他说：“哇，你这个车子真好啊！”他说：“这是你的车吗
？”So the neighbor said, "Wow, this is a nice car. Is this car yours?"
啊，这个男主人说 ：“Sometimes, 就是有时候是我的。
”So the husband says, "Yes, sometimes."
啊，所以这个朋友，这个邻居就很好奇，他说：“为什么是 sometimes？”
So the neighbor was curious, "Why do you say sometimes?"
他说：“因为我女儿要开 party 的时候。”这是他的，是我女儿的车。
And then he says, "When my daughter needs to go to a party, this is her car."
啊，当有球赛的时候，就变成我儿子的车。
When there's a ball game, then that's my son's car.
当我每次被他洗得很干干净净的时候，就变成我太太的车。
Then after I wash it very clean, it becomes my wife's car.
等到需要洗车、需要加油的时候，就变成我的车。
But if the car needs to get gas or needs to be washed, then it's my car.
所以他说 ，Yes, it's my car now. 他现在是我的车。
So the man says, "Yes, it's my car now."
因为他正在洗车。
Because he was washing the car.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟主之间的关系是不是这样
？So is this also our relationship with God?
啊，主啊，我们是属于你，我们都是你的百姓。
And when we say, "Lord, we belong to you. We are your people."
啊，我们唱的那么感动，主，我永远属于你。
And we sing it with such a joy, "Lord, we belong to you forever."
可是主要用我们的时候，常常用不到。
But yet, if the Lord wants to use us, he doesn't get to.
只要等到我们出问题了，弄得全身都脏了，没有油了，我们才来找神。
But whenever we get into trouble, we're all dirty all over, then we come back to God.
这个就像很多人这个难得去亲近神，碰到很大的困难的时候才来找神。
Like a lot of people, they only go to find God and draw near to God whenever they are in trouble.
那么民数记十二章第七节、第八节，他又说：“我的朋友摩西不是这样，他是在我的全家境中。”我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语。
Yet in Numbers chapter 12, verse 7-8 says, "Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, not in dark sayings."
啊，你看神对法老、对尼布甲尼撒都是用异象、异梦，他们看都看不懂。
Because when God spoke to Pharaoh or Nebuchadnezzar, he used visions and dreams that they could not understand.
他对摩西都是明说的。
But yet he would speak plainly to Moses.
啊，不用你猜，不用你去误会。
There would be no room for guessing or misunderstanding.
就像我上次讲的那个美国人急得不得了，要去北京赶飞机场，这个司机听不懂英文哈，他就比了个飞机的样子。
As I shared with you before, an American went to Beijing and he was in a rush to go to the airport, but he because the cab driver could not understand English, so he was trying to make look like an airplane.
他就把他带到全聚德烤鸭店去了。
And the cab driver took him to a place where they sell Peking duck.
啊，另外一个观光客到以色列地区，他要想去看哭墙，不会讲英文啊，英文的哭墙怎么讲？不会。
There was another a tourist in Jerusalem. He wanted to visit a wailing wall, but he did not speak English. He didn't know how to express himself.
除了 ABC， 我想我们很多人也不晓得这个哭墙怎么讲哈，所以他不知道怎么讲，他就说这是你们百姓最喜欢去那边哭啊啊，这个很难过的时候在那边，有时候激动了还会去撞墙的地方。
So he tried to explain the name Wailing Wall to the cab driver. So he said, "This is a place where you Israelites like to go and like to cry. And sometimes when you get too emotional, you might want to bend your head."On that thing.
你去以色列看他们祷告常常这样子的。
Because if you go to Israel, you will see people praying like that in front of the wailing wall.
所以那个计程车司机就马上把他带到以色列国税局大厦去了。
So the cab driver immediately took this tourist to the IRS in Israel.
啊，他们每次很难过、很生气的跑去。所以神对摩西都不这样讲的，都是明说的。
But yet, God did not speak to Moses like that. He would speak to Moses plainly.
啊，他心情不好，他生气了，他干嘛？通通告诉摩西。
He would tell, God would tell Moses everything, including his emotions and bad moods.
所以你不要以为亲近神是一件苦差事。
But please do not think that it's such a difficult task to draw near to God.
你也不要觉得亲近神是那种研究所般的哈，是那种摩西级的人。
And please do not think that drawing to God is something of graduate level. thing to do.
你看看我们今天的背诵经文，哥林多后书三章十五节、十六节。
Like the today's memory verses.
他说他们的心几时归向主，帕子几时就除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。然后我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。你看见了没有？要能够看见神是很容易的事情。
You see, it's very easy to see God.
当我们的心几时转向主
，Whenever we turn to the Lord，
帕子几时就除去
，That the veil is taken away。
我们可以敞着脸见着他
，That we can behold Him face to face。
那这个帕子到底是什么
？So what is that veil？
这就是仇敌给我们的蒙蔽啊
！It is the blockage from the enemy。
他明明就在这里，只要不要这么大这么厚的，只要一个布就让我看不到它了。
So, God is just right in front of us, but with the thin paper like this, that will block our vision.
所以仇敌把这么宝贵的真理和应许给我们 block.
So, the enemy is blocking us from seeing this precious truth.
让我们看不见，让我们信不来。
So that
让我们进不入。
So we cannot see, we cannot believe it, we cannot enter in.
所以神同在对我们常常是很抽象很遥远的事情。
So God's presence sometimes is just so distant and kind of abstract.
但是圣经告诉我们只要及时转向主。
But yet the Bible tells us whenever we turn to the Lord,
帕子几时就除去了。
Then the veil is taken away.
但是我们也不能够忘记马太福音第五章主耶稣的教导第八节哈，清心的人有福了。因为他们必得见神。
And we also should not forget Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 where Jesus told us, Blessed are those who are pure in heart for they shall see God.
好，所以我们在神面前不光是不信哈，或是仇敌的蒙蔽让我们看不见主。
So sometimes it's because of our unbelief and also because of the deception of the enemy that we cannot see God.
而是神说我们需要清醒。
But yet, a lot of times we need to have a pure heart.
啊，我们有太多的事情思虑烦恼，太多主以外的贪爱，太多不肯顺服的地方啊，太多的仇敌，不是太多的偶像在我们的心中，让我们看不见神。
Sometimes we have too many worries, and then there are a lot of idols in our hearts or deceptions that block us from seeing the Lord.
啊，所以我们要带着简单的信心，带着活泼的盼望，带着最深的渴慕来亲近他。
So we ought to come before the Lord with this simple faith, a living hope, and a desire to see God.
啊，假装我现在告诉你说，在那个房间里面有一个贵宾等着要见你。
If I tell you that in that little room there's a special guest that wants to see you.
然后我不告诉你他是谁。
But I won't tell you who that is.
所以在你走进那个房间之前，你心里面充满了期望，充满了问题，到底是谁？
So before you enter into that room, your heart will be full of expectations and curiosity who that is.
对不对？因为你不知道谁在里面。
Isn't it? Because you don't know who's
there. 因为还没有看到他。
Because you have not seen him.
等到你打开门一看。
But after you open the door and see,
啊，原来是已经十年不见的妈妈在里面。
It's your mom whom you have not seen for 10 years.
啊，或是你这个最敬仰的一位人突然在里面。
Or someone you respected so well that he's there.
啊，或是你最讨厌的人在里面。
Or someone that you dislike the most.
所以你看到不同的人，你一定有不同的反应。
Upon seeing different people, you will have different reactions.
这个叫做相会，这个叫做面对面。
And that is called encountering face to face.
所以当我们真正遇见神的时候
，So if we truly encounter God,
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面一定会有反应的。
There has to be reaction, response within us.
这是 divine encounter, 神圣的相会。
And that is called divine encounter.
所以我们一定要不满意于我们只有这个外面的这个遗文旧样，或是只是在外面的敬拜。
So let us not be satisfied and settled with our worship and formality.
摩西是跟神是有面对面的关系。
Because Moses had a relationship with God that is face to face.
他不是用肉眼看见他。
He did not see God with his fleshly eyes.
希伯来书告诉我们，他如同看见那不能看见的神。
The author of Hebrews tells us that he saw God as if he saw God who is invisible.
这是信心的境界，这是信心。
In other words, this is all happening in the realm of faith. This
is a story of faith. 慧前，慧前在这里唱诗哈。
As we were singing songs before,
主，我们在这里渴慕他，我们像鹿渴慕溪水。
We said, Lord, we long after you as deer pants for the water.
说到我们的灵单单的降服于你。
And our spirit just long after thee.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我不知道当我们这样子唱的时候，我们是不是有对象？
But whenever we sing a song like this, do we have an object? Do we have an audience?
还是我们只是一个情绪的发泄，甚至是属灵情绪的发泄？
Or is it mere expression of our spiritual emotion?
有对象就是不一样的。
It makes a great difference if we do have an audience.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告，也说你们要祷告你们在暗中的父，那是有对象的。
When the Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he says, "Pray to your Father who is in secret."
求神帮助我们，这是摩西得力的秘诀。
May the Lord help us, because this is the secret to Moses' strength.
所以他跟神这样子的关系，使他能够胜了世界。
Because of this special relationship with God, that Moses was able to overcome the world.
觉得世界对你有吸引力，有捆绑，或是就是你脱不了世界的，请举手，好不好？
Please raise your hand if you feel that the world has such a strong temptation, the impact and power over you.
Wow, 我们教会这么多得胜者。
Wow, we have so many overcomers in this.
能不能请刚刚没有举手的现在举手哈，就表示你胜了世界的。
Please raise your hand.
那其他人呢？
If you overcome the world, what about the others?
已经被世界淹没了是吧？
You're all drowned in the world already.
你说世界对我们到底有没有吸引力？
So, does the world have attraction appeal to us?
你看年轻人点头的比大人多，我们这样真实一点哈。
Young people are more real and truthful.
对不对？世界对我们太有吸引力。
Yes, there's so much temptation and attraction.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。